I have a early appointment today and tomorrow, and then tomorrow afternoon after my last appointment, I'll head off to New Rajadam. And it's a long weekend because it's Easter weekend. So here, Easter Monday is a holiday, so I'll probably come back night of Monday night. This morning we're reading with Prita Maharaj's meeting with the Kumaras. Beautiful verse, very poetic verse, very deep and significant verse, quite a long purport, not so long, a page long purport by Srila Prabhupada, and a topic that's repeated over and over again in Srimad Bhagavatam, in discussions amongst Vaishnavas, and the discussion, the verses as follows. I'll read the Sanskrit because it's so nice. Sangama kalusadunam ubayesham trishamata yat sambhasana samprasna sarvesham mitanotisham. And the translation is, when there is a congregation of devotees, their discussions, questions, and answers become conclusive to both the speaker and the audience. Thus, such a meeting is beneficial for everyone's real happiness. Here in the verse, you'll see that, and this is Sanat Kumar speaking to Prithu Maharaj, the prefix sam is repeated often. Samatha, sambhasana, samprasna, and then sham, sangama, sadhana, sarvesha. So one is a poetic aspect, the other one is the repetition on what he has said, the congregational, the joint glorification of the Lord. And it's not a new topic. Devotees have heard it often before. However, here we see that Sanat Kumar is speaking to King Prithu, and he's making a very interesting point. He says that both the speaker and the audience, generally when we talk about education, we think about listening, hearing from someone, then we consider that the benefit is, the perspective of the benefit is mostly for the person who's hearing, it's mostly for the student. But here Sanat Kumar says that actually the questions and the answers are conclusive, sammata, to both the speaker and the audience. The speaker gets as much benefit as the audience as well. He gets benefit in different ways. It says that questions invoke him to speak, and what he speaks becomes beneficial for him, and at the same time he derives great spiritual happiness. It's beneficial for everyone's real happiness, and that happiness is twofold. One is the direct happiness of tavakatamrita tapta jivanam, of speaking about topics related to Krishna, and the other one is because such discussions lead to the ultimate goal of life. So therefore that also is indirectly the obvious source of happiness. So what is it that devotees talk about? What are the questions and answers which a congregation of Vaishnavas speak about? Prabhupada divides it generally into two: topics spoken about Krishna, topics that Krishna speaks himself, Krishna Katha. What Krishna speaks is in Bhagavad Gita, in Uddhava Gita, and in some other references in Srimad Bhagavatam and other Puranas, and then what's spoken about Krishna, which really exceeds the quantity of what Krishna himself is speaking. And then, of course, what is Krishna Katha in terms of subject matter? The philosophy of Krishna consciousness, different principles of spiritual life, the tattva. Bhaktivinoda Thakur calls these points of tattva the navaprameya, or the nine principles of evidence that begin with that Krishna is the supreme truth, one without the second, and so on. He repeatedly discusses this topic throughout his teachings, and these are the essence of Lord Chaitanya's teachings to us. And then there's topics about Krishna's pastimes, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastimes, topics about different rasas and the principles of rasa. All of these things are amrita, are nectar. And where Vaishnavas are pure-hearted, honest, then they mine these conclusive truths in a way that makes the teachings of Shastra, as well as the pastimes of the Lord, ever fresh, ever new. And this activity of hearing and chanting is such that, as Krishna says in the Gita, tushamti cha ramanti cha, it gives one actually a great taste. The person who's speaking derives great taste from it, and the person who's hearing. And why is it that they derive taste? Why do you derive taste from something? Why do you have an attachment for something? I really like Kerala. Why? Because it gives me pleasure, ramanticha. So hearing about Krishna and chanting about Krishna is equally pleasurable for both the hearer as well as for the chanter. And as such, here the word ubayo, both, emphasizes this point, that this type of meeting is actually beneficial for everyone's real happiness. Of course, we have to recognize that this type of interaction is the fundamental principle of sadhana bhakti, as such is characteristic of the mode of goodness, or when done by transcendentalists, of the transcendental mode of goodness. And that means that devotees don't necessarily and immediately have a taste for such activities. If they're carrying their devotional credits from a previous life, then yes, they may have a natural inclination to chant Hare Krishna, to discuss such subject matter. But otherwise, it may be more pleasurable for them to actually talk about gramya katha, material topics, or just topics that skirt around the main issue. And that's why nityam bhagavata sevaya, that's why the regular obligatory hearing of Srimad Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita, devotees getting into the practice of glorifying Krishna, going out on Sankirtan, on Harinam, meeting people, preaching to others, holding meetings in their homes where householders receive others, and also in a position where they glorify Krishna. It destroys the ignorance which is the root of attachment to material topics, to relishing material topics. Tadgana Murahantri, Rupa Goswami says, yes, you chant Hare Krishna, you perform these activities, it destroys the ignorance which gives you a taste for mundane topics, and when that ignorance is destroyed, then naturally there becomes a room for the real taste of devotional topics to catch hold. So everyone benefits. Everyone becomes spiritually nurtured. Everyone becomes spiritually strong. And for that reason, we must do it. We must talk about Krishna. We must preach. We must sit amongst each other. And that's what Ishta Goshti is all about. Ishta Goshti is not just about solving problems. Ishta Goshti is about devotees sitting together congregationally and talking about Krishna, talking about points of philosophy. If they do that in a determined way, what will happen? Then it becomes conclusive to both the speaker and the audience. We'll come to conclusive truths. I guess as a last comment I could raise, does email facilitate such a thing? My belief has been that it doesn't, that it requires personal communication, preferably face-to-face communication amongst devotees to achieve actual conclusive understanding of topics, which is not so easily achieved through that more impersonal medium of electronic correspondence or even correspondence via letter. So Namhara's congregational meetings, Sunday programs, temple morning program, just devotee association is somehow or another meant to bring out amongst each other this inclination to chant and hear together. That will make life perfect, and as is described here, it will be beneficial for everyone's real happiness. Hare Krishna.